ball right there, getting to it and stopping it for a minimal game, minimal 2-3 yards, and that's what they're going to have to do here. They're not giving up a big play, but they're going to have to stop them a little better here.
9:55 left in the fourth quarter, 28-0 Duvall over Harbor Beach. Duvall's on their own 31-yard line, facing a 2nd and 8, and they're in the spread formation. One man in the backfield for Mahalski in the shotgun. There's the snap at the handoff right down the middle to number 4, Augustine. It's one tackle, breaks free, and out to the 36-yard line at the near hash about, and it's short of the first down by about 3 yards. A gain of 5 brings up 3rd and 8. Or 3rd and 3.
And Duvall's just really running it out of anything. They're running out of the shotgun. They're running out of the eye. They're running out of some wing sets and that. They're having their way with the Pirates tonight and that. And, I think their line's getting some very good push off the ball right there and kind of knocking those defensive linemen right back into the linebacker.
3rd and 3 for the Panther offense here on their own 36-yard line. They come out with the receivers to the right, 2 receivers to the left, and 1 man in the backfield with Mahalski again in the shotgun. He's standing his own 31-yard line. And this is a handoff to number 29, Sullivan on the left side, breaks through the first tackle, has the first down, comes back to the near sideline, has room to run. Great block at the 45-yard line. He has room to run. He's at the 25-yard line, to the 20, to the 15. He's in, standing up, and it is another touchdown for the Duvall Panthers. It is now 34-0. After number 29, Sullivan breaks free after about 3 tackles, starting at the 37-yard line and goes 63 yards for a score.
Yeah, there's that speed again from Duvall. I mean, you can't forget about that. Just when you think they're going to run right up the gut in I formation and running in between the hashes and that, they reverse the field and that, and with their speed and that, they're not going to – Harvey just going to catch them.
No, they could have had a Duvall score.
Except with the flag.
There's a flag on the play, and this is probably going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct on Harbor Beach. And this is a little bit of frustration coming out of the Harbor Beach Pirates here right now.
I don't know if it's on her. I guess they haven't seen anything yet.
And they're counting it off.
Oh, wow.
It's a personal foul regardless.
And it's got to be on the foul.
Sideline warning once again on the Pirates, and it's a sideline penalty this time. So that is they're putting the ball on the 48-yard line. Okay, here we go. Thank you for the clarification behind us here. There's a personal foul against the Panthers, so the touchdown was no good.
Okay.
And then there was a sideline warning on Harbor Beach. So the ball is now pushed back on the 48-yard line. Don't even think about that last play.
Yeah, I was going to jump in there and say that, Clark.
a little confusing there. I mean, it is Friday night, but still I should be on my A game here. So it's now 1st and 10 for the Panthers at the Harbor Beach 48-yard line. With 8:13 remaining in the fourth quarter, they have a receiver wide each way. Mahalski's under center, and it's a handoff to number 29. And that is numbers at 82 of the Harbor Beach defense. 82, I don't have an 82 on here. 22, excuse me. Number Gavin Colbert breaks free and gets him in the backfield for a loss of 1.
That was a good hit. Good hit by Colbert.
That is more of the Harbor Beach defense we've seen through and through.
And that's just all you want to see right now. Some positive plays right now to build into the next play in that. You don't want to get your head down here. Just make a positive play. Pat your buddies on the shoulder here and get ready for the next one.
2nd and 11 for the Panthers are now at the 49-yard line of Harbor Beach. 7.5 minutes left in this one. 28-0. Duvall leads it. High formation. It's a handoff to number 29, Sullivan again. And Harbor Beach breaks through. Same man, same play. Number 22, Gavin Colford, breaks free. And this time it's a loss of 5.
Yeah, he kind of snuck through the backside there and grabbed him and pulled him down right there for a 3-4 yard loss right there, and it's gonna be about 13.
3rd and 14 was according to the spot here, loss of 4 on that play. They're now back into Panther territory at the 48-yard line. Panthers moving left to right across the radio in the blue jerseys and the silver helmets. With 6:50 left in the fourth quarter, Duvall leading 28-0. Receiver wide each way. Mahalski's in the shotgun. It's another handoff to number 29, Sullivan. He breaks free, has the first down. He's into the 40-yard line and pushed out of bounds by Travis Esmaker at the 38. It's marker there. Looks like he is.
I think he's got her.
He has it by about a half a yard, so it's another first down for the Panthers, converting on those long plays.
Again, just the next dynamic offense of the Bell right there, showing in that they got the strength, they were able to bounce it outside and show their speed right there for a 15-yard pickup, good enough for the first down.
First and 10 from the Pirates, 37-yard line for the Panthers. 38-yard line with 6.5 minutes left in this one. 28-0 New Bell. After a touchdown was called back on a personal foul. Receiver wide each way, shotgun formation. Handoff again to number 29, Sullivan. Same plays for about the past four. And this time about the same result, except only a gain of 5 this time. He's out to the 33-yard line of Harbor Beach. Gain of 5 brings up 2nd and 5.
Yeah, cool for that up there. About 2-3 yards past the line of scrimmage there. And running back able to drag him for a couple more there, and it's going to be 2nd and 4.
Ryan Sullivan, 29, now has 5 carries on the night for 26 yards. He's a sophomore, seems some action here in the second half with a 28-point differential between New Bell and Harbor Beach. 6 minutes left in this one in fourth quarter. Receiver wide each way. Mahalski's in the shotgun. Sullivan to his right. There's a snap. Another handoff to Sullivan, this time to the left side. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a loss of 1 on the play. Out to the 34-yard line. Loss of 1, in fact, brings up a 3rd and 6. Now, typically on a 3rd and 6, your defense would be pretty confident. Not against this team.
No, not even with their reserves in either. You just can't take this team lightly in that. They got to beat up and down the sidelines and that. But see if Harbor Beach is up to the challenge here.
And just a sign here, Harbor Beach's sideline. They have players starting at the 50-yard line and stopping at the 40-yard line. Novell has a player at the 45-yard line in their own territory, and they have their last player is out the 30-yard line of Harbor Beach. So receiver wide each way, same formation. It's another, it's a keeper this time. Is that a new quarterback out there?
I think it might be. I think they might have rolled people in there.
All right, so now it looks like doing the quarterback duties is number 10. Number 10, David Bucco, who is also a senior. So he gains about 7 on the play, Bucco, and brings up a 4th and 3.
I think Bell is trying to roll in players here, keep their starters fresh for next week, and that'll be a big game against the winner of Traverse City and Ishmael. Tomorrow at 1.
Yes, indeed. 4th and 3 for the Pirates. Panthers, I formation, handoff number 4, Augustine. He gets it on the 4th down conversion.
Yep.
He's out to the 25-yard line. Gets the first down by about a yard and a half. It's 1st and 10 for the Panthers, now at the Pirates 26.
Yeah, I think this Duval crowd can start to feel it here that they're going to stay face semis and, again, play the winner of either Traverse City, St. Francis, or Ishmael.
1st and 10 for Sarah Duval. At the Harbor Beach 25.5-yard line, 4 minutes left. This one, 28-0. Bucco, the new quarterback for the Panthers, with Sullivan to his right. Waiting for the play clock to get down to 5 seconds for Simon. Another handoff to number 29, Sullivan. Hits that hole right down the middle. Gains about 4 yards when all is said and done. He's up to the 22-yard line, and there's a late flag.
That one's going to be on our.
That's going to be a late hit or a personal foul. And the frustration starting to mount for the Pirates here. This is going to be their first loss of the season. And here's the official call. What's it going to be? Official still time to send over.
Oh, no flag.
No flag on the play. Wave that one off. Don't even think about that flag. This is a great, in the standpoint of saying, don't even think about it. This was the 5th one of the night. So don't even think about that penalty. Brings up 2nd and 7.
I think the thing about NFL running backs is, I mean, they're fast, they're strong, they're also real slick going through that line and that. You see some Harvey's defenders get in there and that, but they're hit legs and that, and they're bouncing right off and that. Smart runners, slipping and that to go.
Right you are on that, 2nd and 7. And looks like Novell wants to talk this one over with a bunch of reserves in there with 3:23 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's 28-0. Novell leading this one. We're going to take a quick break here, too, to WLEW.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy.